Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us tonight for the very first time, actually. I'm very excited to welcome guitarist Marty Friedman. How are you?
What's up, Jackie? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you over the phone as well. Talking to you in Japan right now. And I was reading this article where they had premiered some of your music, and they were talking about how, and you know, they were writing in quotes, "You're big in Japan," which is always funny when people say that, but you are legit big in Japan.
Yeah, it's such a cliche, and I have to forgive the people who abuse that cliche, but I you can't control what people write. Hopefully people would come up with something a little bit more original, but I guess that's the first thing that comes to a lot of people's minds, so it's all right.
Well, so you've been living in Japan for something like, is it like 12 years?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Well, how does Japanese culture and sensibility steer your ingrained Americanisms in terms of creativity?
Great question to start off. I like you already. It's a good question. I'm born in America, grew up in America. But luckily, being everywhere, I lived in Germany as a kid and obviously toured all over the world and everywhere and seen every different possible kind of culture and worked with people of every possible nationality. So it kind of like gets blurry along the way, and you just realize that everybody is exactly the same wherever you go. And culture shock is kind of not that big of a deal. That being said, having the language really makes things different, because the language of Japanese compared to American English is quite polite. And it's just kind of like got a built-in politeness about it and a built-in kind of consideration for the other person that you're talking to. Whether or not you like this person or not is a completely different story. It's just in the language, and that's not really in the English language. So the dynamics between people one-on-one is quite different from American people, way of life and way of talking. So I noticed that when I go back to speaking English, like I'm talking to you, I sound rather polite when I'm really not really that polite. I'm just a regular dude. But just by speaking so much Japanese, it kind of made me become a little bit more polite, so to speak, if that answers your question at all.
Totally. Marty Friedman with us on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. This is Whiplash from the latest album from Marty Friedman, Wall of Sound. This is White Worm. It's Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie, Marty Friedman with us on the show tonight. And people who follow your career as a musician might not know about your work in TV. How does that fulfillment compare to music?
It's very interesting aside to music. And when I came to Japan, I didn't have any ideas of doing TV. I just was so interested in being a part of the Japanese domestic music scene, and that's all I was thinking about. Then I got offered to do a TV show, and I kind of did it as a lark, really. I thought, well, maybe this will help me get where I want to go with my Japanese music and stuff. And so I did it, and the show became a hit. And immediately I got picked up by the top management firm in Japan, and the show went on for another 52 weeks. And consequently, I'd been with the same management for about 12 years and done hundreds, maybe 700-800 different TV shows. And really, the main thing, the way it connects with music, is it has an effect as like I have a life outside of music that can give me experiences to draw on when I make music. And it makes my music so much fresher, because I'm so much better at music than I am at TV. And so when you get back to something that you're good at or that you think you're confident with, it feels so good. I mean, sometimes doing TV is really easy, but sometimes there's a lot of preparation. It's quite difficult, and you have to act interested in something that you couldn't care less about, and you have to really know what you're talking about. There's a lot of work and preparation involved, and you got to be interesting, which, I don't really care about being interesting. I just want to make music. But so I I do that, and then when it comes time to make my music, it's like, oh, this is what I'm meant to do, and it's so much easier. It feels like it's more natural to make music, and I can really do fresher music because of the change of pace by DMTV.
Full Metal Jackie, still to come, your shot at Ozfest meets Knotfest tickets, music from Metallica and Down, and more with Marty Friedman. It's Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie, Marty Friedman with us on the show tonight. Let's talk about the new album, which is called Wall of Sound, and it features guys from Deaf Heaven, Shining, and Black Veil Brides. What's especially important to you when considering collaborating with someone?
Another great question. I've done so many collaborations over my career, but recently, starting with my previous album, Inferno, when I have a guest to collaborate with me, I have them write the song with me, actually have them skip the songs themselves and get them really committed to it and make sure that they have a dog in the fight. You know what I mean? If you just have a guy come in and do a solo or sing a vocal on something, there's not really that much responsibility and there's not really that much, oh my God, I really care what happens in the end. Of course you care, but like when you're actually writing the song from the beginning and we're collaborating from beginning to end, it's really like, what would it sound like if these two guys were in a band together? Then you get the real flavor of both people rather than, oh, this is kind of cute, the guy did a little solo on my song. This way, you get to really hear what myself and Deaf Heaven sound like doing an actual collaboration. And that worked out so well on Inferno with the guests on that record that I took it to the next level on this record and did some really, really interesting stuff with Jinx from Black Veil Brides and stuff that's going to blow his fans' minds away and my fans too. Nobody's going to know what to expect, but it's really a monster. And the key to that is really getting commitment from the people who want to do it. And it takes a lot of time and a lot of energy to continue to write together for months and edit and re-edit and replay. But it's worth it. And I'm really super proud of the collaborations on the record.
Marty Friedman with us tonight on Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. Whiplash on KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie, Marty Friedman with us on the show tonight. We're talking about Marty's 13th solo album, which is called Wall of Sound, and you're touring Wall of Sound here in the States. What's your biggest culture shock whenever you come back to America?
Definitely the audience, because I'm so wrapped up in what I'm doing in Japan that I really have no idea what the atmosphere of who's going to show up to my shows in the first place and what their response is going to be like. Especially on the last Inferno tour, I really had no idea. I hadn't been in America for a long time, and I was just absolutely blown away, completely overwhelmed by the energy of the audience and the excitement of just seeing their faces when I come on with my band from Japan. I mean, we have a very different energy than I think is common in America. We just really tear it up, and the audience just was so incredibly supportive that it really confirmed to me that I was so glad that I came back to America and made me want to come right back again.
It's Full Metal Jackie coming up. Music from Metallica, Anthrax. Going to be giving away a copy of Marty Friedman's latest album, Wall of Sound, on vinyl. And we'll have more with Marty. Stick around. Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie, guitarist Marty Friedman on the show with us tonight, talking about Wall of Sound. It's your 13th solo project. In what ways does it reflect differences in your sensibility as a musician now compared to other times in your career?
I think it's definitely showing the experiences that have piled up over my career and my personal life and all that, and mainly the evolution of my music. I mean, it's reaching a point where I'm really excited about it. I mean, oftentimes I'll record an album, I'll release it, tour it, and it'll still be good for me for about a year, but then I'll start thinking, well, I could have done better. But since Inferno, I thought I was never going to top that. I was so happy with that record. But lo and behold, I came out with Wall of Sound, and at least in my opinion, I've topped it for my own purposes, and I just love it. So I think I'm in a place where I can really do my best and go for the long run with this stuff and stuff that lasts for a long time. Whereas like earlier in my career, if I liked something at that moment, I just put it right out and it was cool then. But now I think I want to have stuff that I'm going to live with for a long time, so I make damn sure that it's something I really, really love.
Marty Friedman with us. It's Full Metal Jacket. Got a new Mastodon tune for you. They've got an EP coming out on Friday called Cold Dark Place. It's four previously unreleased tracks. Here's one of them, Toe to Toes on Whiplash. It's Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. Full Metal Jacket guitarist Marty Friedman with us on the show tonight. Talking about the new album, which is called Wall of Sound. So many things can influence and affect the overall sound and style of an album. What had the biggest impact on you in terms of how you wanted Wall of Sound to turn out?
I think the biggest thing I wanted to go for was literally bigness. When I did Inferno, it was kind of a test to see what exactly people in America wanted from me, if anything, because I really was oblivious to what's going on in America, especially in regards to what people expect from me or want from me. So when I did that, I saw, well, these fans want to hear me go crazy and play really aggressive and have a lot of big, huge contrast in my music, which I love. And they just want it to be over the top, and I can go there. So I wanted to take that to the next level up.